Why don't you explain the ruling to me and what it means for the death penalty in Missouri?
Well, what it means, the ruling of the Federal Court of Appeals affirms our position that Missouri's method of execution is constitutional, and this decision reopens the necessary legal avenue for the state of Missouri to move forward on this issue. You know, capital punishment in Missouri is replete with judicial safeguards, as we all know. At the same time, the waiting for 15 to 20 years often can be very difficult for the families of the victims, and our office will continue to see to it that these cases are seen through to the conclusion which was determined by Missouri juries.
Now, for people who may not be aware of the whole the Judge Guy Tan ruling, which was, I guess, a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. take me back, if you would.
Well, what happened was in the district court, it ruled that at the time that there were serious problems with Missouri's protocol, lethal injection protocol, which is Missouri's method of carrying out executions. And what happened was Judge Guy Tan instructed the state, the Department of Correction in this sense, to write a new protocol with a certain new restrictions to it. What happened is we went to court over, we appealed some of the restrictions that Judge Guy Tan was calling for. For example, it's important to note that originally in this litigation, the district court ruled that a board-certified anesthesiologist had to be present for executions. Our office successfully argued for the provisions about having a qualified medical professional present, and that's important to note because that's a doctor, nurse, or EMT, and the Court of Appeals ruled in our favor today. So what this does today, again, is there had been an injunction in place. That injunction has been vacated, which removes the legal roadblock that had been in place, and our office, as I said, will now be going forward with this process so the sentences imposed by Missouri's juries are carried out, and we'll be filing motions in court to get that process moving.
Now, I know this case involved one individual, of course, stopped everything, but it was one individual by the name of Taylor, Michael Taylor, involving a Kansas City murder of a teenager, I think a 15-year-old girl, if I'm not mistaken. What happens now? Well, how quickly, how soon might, and this is a guess, I guess, on your part, that the what happens now? Does the state Supreme Court take it upon itself to come up with a new execution date? Is that how that works?
Well, as you said, I would be speculating if I gave you an exact time. But basically, the way the process works is, you know, we'll file motions to get execution dates for those inmates who have exhausted all their appeals, and we'll get that motion before the Missouri Supreme Court, and the Missouri Supreme Court would have to set the dates. But again, I'd be speculating if I could tell you how long that's going to take. The main thing that we can take from today's ruling is that the injunction that had been in place that put all executions on hold has been vacated. It removes the legal roadblock that had been in place, and our office can now move forward with the process and you know, do the things I was talking about, file motions and try to get the process moving again so that we can get to the point again where those inmates who have exhausted other appeals we can go ahead and attempt to get an execution date set.
So how many people, I think we have about 40 people who are currently awaiting execution in that area, is that correct?
That's correct, yes. And, you know, Steve, I used to be an expert on the exact number when I was at my previous job. You might want to call them to get that, but you're right in the ballpark there.
Okay, so now just looking at again where the AG's office, where it goes from here, the next step theoretically would be the lawyers from Michael Taylor could appeal this. Now, how would they would appeal that to the entire Eighth Circuit, because this was a three-judge panel which made this ruling. Would they try to appeal it to the entire Eighth Circuit?
You know, I wouldn't want to, again, speculate on what Mr. Taylor's attorneys will do next. We just don't get in the practice of you know, trying to say what the other attorney's going to do. You know, I can only speak for us, Steve, and the fact that, you know, we have argued all along that Missouri's method of execution is constitutional. And, you know, we believe, and it's in this ruling, that it's imperative for the state to employ personnel who are properly trained to competently carry out each medical step of the procedure. The protocol that's in place now adequately requires trained medical personnel to carry out these steps, and we think that's very important. You know, there's a number of safeguards that are in place that are right here in the execution protocol, and certainly to the Eighth Circuit ruling today, after a very careful examination of the entire record on their part, they have ruled that they found no evidence to indicate that any of recent inmates executed suffered any unnecessary pain that would rise to the Eighth Amendment standard of violation of a violation of the Eighth Amendment, that there was an infliction of any pain that was wantonly inflicted. So, once again, that's what the court ruled today, and we're going to move forward.
So the next step then, the AG's office, the next step would be to put forward a suggestion to the state Supreme Court as to whether it's the Taylor case or how many dozens of other cases, I guess, that have been put on the backlog. That would be the next step for the AG's office.
That's correct. You know, as you said, Steve, there were a number of cases that were put on hold that were in a position where most of the appeals had been exhausted. We'll go back and revisit those now where need be. And if there are other offenders, capital punishment offenders, who are nearing the end of their appeals process, we'll do the same there. We'll move forward in the process to, once again, and this is very important, to make sure that the sentences that were imposed by Missouri's juries are carried out. It's very important for the victims of crime, their families in the state. We're certainly very sympathetic to them, and we're pleased that the process can move forward now after today's ruling.
Okay, and last thing, then, basically, as you said, move forward. Those are the key words. We move forward from this point on.
That's correct.
Okay, John, thank you very much.
Have a good day.